Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, as expected, Bayer has asked the U.S. Supreme Court to review a landmark Roundup case, arguing in a petition filed on Monday that a federal appeals court committed errors in the case brought by non-Hodgkin lymphoma victim Edwin Hardeman. Bayer said in its petition to the U.S. Supreme Court that the Court of Appeals for the Ninth Circuit in San Francisco committed two errors worthy of review. Now, the company said state law failure to warn claims at the center of the case were preempted by federal law, and the admission of expert testimony departed from federal standards, leading to what Bayer said was unsupported testimony on Roundup's safety profile. Now, in 2019, a jury awarded Hardeman $80 million in damages after the ruling his non-Hodgkin lymphoma was caused by the use of Roundup, and the damages later were reduced to $25 million. But Bayer has faced thousands of similar lawsuits connected to the glyphosate-based product. And in May of this year, the Ninth Circuit upheld the Hardeman judgment, and Bayer officials have maintained that Hardeman case could shape how future cases are litigated. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.